FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and if you're tuning in today, chances are you've got a question or two about addiction, maybe even one about your own journey. Trust me, I get it. This stuff hits close to home for me. Today, we're diving deep into my personal story because sometimes the most powerful way to understand something is through lived experience, right? I want you to know that recovery isn't a straight line. It's more like a crazy roller coaster ride with some seriously unexpected twists and turns. There were moments of pure bliss where I felt like I could conquer the world, and then there were times when I was drowning in self-doubt, questioning if I even deserved to be happy. But here's the thing. Every single moment, no matter how painful or glorious, taught me something valuable. It helped me understand myself better, my triggers, my coping mechanisms, the whole shebang. First things first, let's talk about acceptance. You gotta accept that you have a problem before you can even begin to fix it. Easier said than done, right? I spent years denying the reality of my addiction, convinced I had everything under control. Spoiler alert. I didn't. Acceptance wasn't a sign of weakness, it was the first step towards true strength. Next up, find your people. You need a support system that understands your struggle, cheers you on, and doesn't judge you for having off days. That could be friends, family, or even a therapist who gets what you're going through. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Now, let's talk about replacing those harmful habits with healthier ones. This is where it gets tricky because addiction often replaces basic needs, the need for connection, purpose, and joy. So, find activities that fill your cup, that make you feel good about yourself. Maybe it's painting, hiking, volunteering, or just spending quality time with loved ones. Listen, self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself, even on the tough days. Recovery isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. There will be setbacks, there will be moments of doubt. But keep pushing forward, one step at a time. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Finally, never give up hope. Believe in yourself, believe in your ability to overcome this. You are stronger than you think, and with the right support system and mindset, anything is possible. Trust me, I've been there. Ever felt like your phone was more of a companion than a friend? Like you spent hours scrolling endlessly, searching for that dopamine hit that never quite came? You know that feeling when you are trying to focus on something important, but you just can't seem to tear yourself away from the endless stream of notifications and updates. That's what my addiction felt like. It started innocently enough, a harmless way to pass time, a little escape from reality. But over time, it consumed me. My phone became my world, and everything else faded into the background. I lost touch with friends and family, neglected my responsibilities, and even isolated myself from the things that used to bring me joy. The turning point came when I realized how deeply my addiction was affecting every aspect of my life. It wasn't just about the phone, it was about the underlying need for instant gratification, the fear of missing out, the constant craving for validation. So, what did I do? I decided to take control back. I deleted social media apps, set strict screen time limits, and started spending more time in real-world experiences. It wasn't easy. There were days when I wanted to give up, but I kept reminding myself of the bigger picture, my health, my relationships, my future. And slowly things started to change. My focus improved, I had more energy, and I felt a sense of peace that I hadn't experienced in years. The world suddenly seemed brighter, less cluttered by the constant buzz of notifications. Okay, let's recap because this is gold. Acceptance is your superpower. Finding your tribe is essential. Replace those bad habits with good ones. Treat yourself with kindness and never give up on hope. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Millions of people have walked the path to recovery and so can you. If you're struggling, reach out for help. There are resources available, people who care, and a whole community ready to support you. Take one step today, delete that app, put your phone down, go for a walk, connect with someone you love. Celebrate your progress, big or small. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Let's spread the message of hope and recovery together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.